Good morning, Astro Consciousness Community. I am here to give you your astro forecast for October 4th through the 10th. This is a heavily packed week. We have three major movements in the zodiac. And so this week, we're going to begin to see turning points, shifts, things moving forward. I think we're going to see things move beyond a stagnant position more so next week, the week of the 13th. The week of the 11th. But we're going to start feeling these movements this week, okay? So let's get started. We start the week off with the Sun in Libra in opposition to Chiron in Aries. Okay, I have to take you back to the weekend. I have to take you back to October 2nd, really October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. What conversations did you have? Were they those difficult conversations that I've been bringing up over and over the last couple of weeks? If you didn't have a difficult conversation, what came up for you about realizing that a difficult conversation needs to be had? What came up for you about something that you thought you were clear about, and then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, maybe I'm not so clear? Okay, that's okay. We have on Monday, the 4th, that same opposition between the Sun and Libra, the Sun shining a light on relationships. This is how I want to relate. The opposition to Chiron in Aries, Chiron representing a wound in Aries. This is how I want to relate, but I'm afraid. This is how I want to relate, but old insecurities, old thoughts, old ways of relating keep coming up. And I don't know if I can move past them. This may even manifest in someone that you're in relationship with, perhaps with the inability or unwillingness to want to change. This is a bit of a painful interaction, okay? So think about the weekend. Think about what came up for you. And again, think about a potential difficult conversation that needs to be had. This is so important because Mercury retrograde in Libra is creating a positive trine to Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius. And what it's saying is that everything that we've been reconsidering thus far in regards to relationship, we have to be willing to take responsibility for our part in order for this interaction to, in a very Jupiterian way, expand. And in Aquarius, expand in a different direction, expand in a different way than it ever has before, okay? Remember, Aquarius still plays a major role in how we're building life since December 2020 and on. There is a clear, definitive line pre-December 2020 and after December 2020. So these themes keep coming up again. How are we doing relationship? It has to be different. We have to own up to our stuff differently. If you are in a long-term relationship, something is going to come up that has to be done from a complete 180 perspective of how it's been done recently, especially if it's been a couple of tumultuous weeks, okay? If this is about someone new that you're dating, someone new that you're seeing, this month is going to really help clear how that interaction is going to be. So is this going to be a traditional relationship in the way that you're used to? Is this going to be a different type of relationship? Is this going to be serious? Are you going to get married? Are you going to live together? Are you going to live separately? It's about setting foundation for relationships to be done differently, okay? So that same Monday evening, it is a really beautiful time to begin thinking about what you want your new moon in Libra intentions to be. Here's what I'll say about this. This new moon in Libra, which takes place on Wednesday the 6th, is much more about letting go of something, a belief system, a type of interaction, a type of behavioral pattern, particularly in relationships. It's about letting that go in order to actually set a new intention to do things differently, if that makes sense. This new moon in Libra has a tone of a full moon because of its opposition to Chiron in Aries. That pain, that wound, which I hold on to, I'm going to have to release. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to be able to move forward in a healthy way. Okay. So I know I jumped ahead to the sixth, but I want all of this ties in together with that new moon. So the fourth and the fifth, the energy is the same. The energy is pretty similar. It's very much about what I've been talking about in the last 6 minutes. And both days are really great days to figure out what it is. I don't think we have much figuring out to do. I think that what needs to be let go of, particularly in an interaction, has been made clear. And so coming from that space, okay, let's say that this has to do with work, right? I'm setting a new boundary to no longer stay past 5 o'clock at work, because staying past 5 o'clock is a detriment to my health. It's a detriment to my relationship with myself, with my home, with my partner. If this has to do with a romantic relationship, this is setting the tone for, this is how we're going to date. This is how the relationship is going to function, and releasing the fears that may come with that. So now we move into Wednesday, October 6th, which, like I said, is that new moon in Libra. Two major aspects it has. Actually, this new moon has a lot of significant aspects. The first one is the fact that Mars is conjunct that new moon. It's conjunct the sun and the moon. So whatever our intention is with that new moon, we have to act on it. We have to act on it. This isn't one of those intentions that we can just sit idly by and let the opportunity go by. Mars is the planet of action. More importantly, it is the planet of courage. Do we have the courage to move forward in the direction of our, in a better direction in relationships? So this can mean I'm going to set healthier boundaries with mom. And there's a pain, opposition to Chiron and Aries. There's a pain because I haven't been good at upholding those boundaries with mom, for instance. And that I know is going to change the interaction. And I'm afraid of how she's going to take it. And am I being selfish? Chiron and Aries. Aries is the sign of the eye, which can sometimes be seen as selfish. So all of these questions coming up, and Mars saying, my love, if you want to do relationships better, you have to honor what you need in relationships, Libra. And that's how you can move forward. Look, last year, between July 2020 through January of 2021, Mars was in its home sign of Aries, and it was retrograde. It went forward, it went back, it went forward, it did some stuff along the way. During that time, I saw more breakups, more commotion, more stuff than I ever have as an astrologer, because Mars is the planet of action, of courage. In Aries, we wanted to know who we were in relationship. We wanted to claim our autonomy. We wanted to be set free. Now, Mars, that same planet that asked us to figure that stuff out between July of 2020 and January of 2021, is at the complete opposite end in the sign of Libra. From that time, Think about that time for you. Think about how much relationships changed for you. And now think about from January to now, how much healing you've had to do. Now, all of that put together, practically a year ago, practically a year ago, you are now ready. Mars in conjunction to this new moon is saying you are now ready to move forward in a different way. If you do not honor the lessons that you've learned, if you do not integrate the lessons that you've learned, it's not going to be good. The same lessons are going to keep coming up. It's going to hurt more because at this point, we know ourselves better than not. We know what we want in relationships better than not. And so having the courage to honor what we know we need is probably one of the major themes in this full moon, in this new moon, excuse me. On the same day, on Wednesday, October 6th, Pluto, the planet of transformation in Capricorn, which is what's been causing a whole lot of commotion for a year and a half now, is finally moving direct after being retrograde for about 5 months. That which has been stagnant is going to move forward. The fact that this planet, the planet of transformation, is moving forward on the same day of such a powerful new moon during a Mercury retrograde in Libra, the last Mercury retrograde of the year about relationships, it just screams. You in relationships and the way that you relate have gone through a transformation and it hasn't been for nothing. There is purpose. You are meant to find your sense of empowerment. You are meant to honor it. And you are meant to recognize that when you do that, that when you honor your boundaries, when you honor the promises you make to yourself, your soul will not lead you astray. Pluto, especially in Capricorn, has a lot to do with the soul. It has a lot to do with spiritual alignment and the painful transformation that comes with that, which we have been experiencing for the last 20 months, okay? On Thursday, October 7th, Venus leaves Scorpio and enters Sagittarius, okay? And she remains there till November 5th. So here we are during the new moon on Wednesday. Venus is in Scorpio, okay? And so Venus in Scorpio has represented looking at the shadow in our relationships, accepting it for what it is, and saying, okay, this is what I've learned. This is what can no longer continue. And I look at the shadow. I look at it with a little bit of pain, but also with a ton of compassion. And this is how I'm moving forward. The next day, Venus says, all right, out with the old, in with the new. I want to travel. I want to talk. I want to move. She goes into Sagittarius, a fire sign. Venus in Sagittarius is actually a lot of fun. So it's going to be nice to have that energy to just socialize in a not so heavy way and to look at relationships from a much more optimistic perspective. That's the beauty of Sagittarius. It's optimism. Now, be mindful. Don't lie to yourself. Don't kid yourself and saying, oh, okay, well, we can just function the same way and it'll fix itself. The relationship will fix itself. I'm fully optimistic about this. No, this is about heading in a new direction in relationship and trusting and being optimistic, again, that if you honor your needs, you honor and integrate the lessons that you've learned, that yes, things will pan out, but you have to be honest with yourself and with others. On Thursday, October 8th, we have the Sun meet Mars in Libra. So they're at an exact conjunction. The Sun and Mars have been within an orb of conjunction. That means that they've been closely together for a few days now. And so this need to move forward, to act, if you notice, there's been a sense of relentlessness. There's been this sense of, why do I feel stuck? Why aren't things moving faster? It's been long enough. I've learned the lesson. This conjunction between the Sun and Mars, not only does it tell us that, okay, now it's time to move forward, regardless of that Mercury retrograde, but it starts a brand new 2-year cycle that whatever we honor right now in relationships, that whatever we've learned and integrate right now in relationships is really going to pay off, and we're going to see it unfold over the next 2 years. On Friday, October 9th, we have the Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde. So, I've talked about this before. Every time that Mercury has a retrograde cycle, in the middle of its cycle, right in the middle of it, it comes back to meet the Sun. It's called an inferior conjunction. This is a period in which we gain some clarity, we receive a message, we receive a sign via a phone call, via text messages, via an email, with a conversation, we get unexpected news, we get the answer to something we've been wondering about for the last couple of weeks. This is a really beautiful time to dare to move forward already. A lot of people tend to not act because, you know, of all of the stuff that's been said about Mercury retrograde. And yes, this one's been wreaking quite some havoc. But we are still autonomous. We still have the freedom of choice. We still have the freedom of responsibility in our lives. If we are intentional, present in our processes, then we can move forward regardless of a Mercury retrograde. But just to give you a peace of mind, as of the 9th, we can begin signing contracts. We can begin signing negotiations, signing important documents. This will see us move forward in relationships in a different way. Okay? And it's beautiful. It's about looking at what is with full acceptance and no drama. Like at this point, life, the cosmos have shown us so much that to be in denial of anything or to be in resistance of it, it's just causing us more pain and unnecessary suffering. To be responsible for our lives means to really take life as it is, look at it honestly, and then look within and say, okay, this is what my life looks like. Do I want it to continue to look like this, or do I want to change it? All right, if I want it to look differently, what do I need to do? How do I need to move differently? How do I need to interact differently? How do I help myself in order to help my life and in turn help others? On Saturday, October 10th, Saturn moves direct. So here we have Pluto moving direct. We have a new moon in Libra. We have the Sun conjunct Mars, which represents action. And we have Saturn moving direct, another one of the big leaguers in the sky, saying, okay, according to the lessons that you've learned, especially this year, you need to take what serves you, leave behind what doesn't, and build this new future with someone, with yourself, in terms of career, whatever it is, based on a really honest look of your life. Okay, so Saturn is the planet of commitment, is the planet of longevity, responsibility. It is the planet that forces us, sometimes in a somewhat of a harsh way, to look at our lives and to say, this is how I haven't shown up for myself. So what do I need to do to show up for myself honestly? It's a week that's gonna go from it has the potential to feel like from 0 to 100 in like a few seconds. And yeah, it's gonna take the whole week, but it's going to feel different. And then next week, we're really going to see things amp up. Sunday, October 11th, we're still heavily saturated by all of the energy of the week. There are no particular aspects on Sunday, but it could be a day where you really need some time to unwind and just kind of digest not just what may speed up this week, but what you know is coming the following. Okay. This is go time. This week, next week, and really through the rest of October, regardless of Mercury retrograde, is go time. If you have not watched my deep dive October forecast with the very wise and beautiful Sushila, please go to YouTube and watch it. We talk all about the energy of the month, how it's going to move forward, especially this week and on. It's a really great deep dive and scope as to what to expect energetically. Okay. I hope this is helpful. As always, if you have any questions, if anything comes up for you, please feel free to reach out. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.